right. Usually it's the time where I go sit down and Mesh comes up and takes it away, right? But unfortunately for you, that's not happening. No. So I got the opportunity to just to bring the message this morning. So I'm definitely glad you're here. There's definitely more here than there was when I did my first announcement, so that's good. So if you don't know who I am, my name's Fergus McPhee. I've been a member of this church for roughly about 20 years, and I recently was added to the leadership board. And so, yeah, so that's kind of my story, just for Edson Baptist. So my hope is that everyone that's here, you had a nice, relaxing week, and it was very enjoyable, and there was no stress or anything like that. So I'm assuming that that's probably not the case. Most of you had something happen this week that added stress and wasn't particularly enjoyable. So how are you actually feeling this morning? Are you at peace? Are you feeling rested? Are you spiritually full? So if you are, that's awesome. And could you please pray for the rest of us, myself included? So regardless of how you're feeling this morning, I'm sure at some point you guys have felt a wave of panic or stress when you've realized you've totally forgot about a commitment you had. Like, for example, waking up Sunday morning and remembering you agreed to give the morning message. No. That wasn't the case. I actually had a PowerPoint set up. Michelle, can you get the PowerPoint up? I did email it. No, I'm just kidding. That's just a good example. Right now, Michelle's probably feeling that kind of panic and stress. I shouldn't have done that to her because she has enough to worry about right now. But the point is, doesn't matter what we do in life, there's always going to be times that we have that feeling, right, of, oh boy. And so it's never fun, but we do get through it. And so I guess there's many reasons why we become kind of, that overwhelmed feeling, anxious feeling. I think there's, for myself, it would be overcommitment, unexpected life circumstances, deadlines, finances, kids, and just life in general. But I'm not going to give you an in-depth counseling session about how to deal with worry and stress, because A, I'm not qualified, and B, you probably wouldn't listen anyway. But I do want to share a story from my own life and look at a few scriptures that can help us battle against, just being overwhelmed and just being ruled by that, right? So a lot of, I guess I would call it, anxiety, right? A lot of us experience that, to different degrees at different times in our life. And I think the root of that for myself would be fear. We're fear of failure or making a mistake. Feeling that right now, right? But you have the fear of the unknown. You have, say fear of being hurt or your kids being hurt, fear of where our society is going, and then fear of the political state of the world. I think that's a big one. And I'm sure each of you has your own fear that's kind of front and center for you. So there are many verses in the Bible about fear. Obviously, God knows we struggle with fear. Biologically, our brains are wired for fear. I have a bit of arachnophobia. Not too bad, but I'm working at it. But God also makes it clear in His Word that He doesn't want us to live in fear. Some of the many verses about fear would include Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. And Joshua 1:9, we have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And in Psalms 27:1, we have the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And then the final one here is that I've had is John 4, 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." So that's quite a verse. I've kind of struggled to understand that, but my understanding of it is when Christ died on the cross for our sins, he took all our punishment so that we can be loved perfectly by God without any fear. We are secure in our identity as daughters and sons of God, and it frees us from the need to prove ourselves or earn our salvation. But we're continually faced with fear. The only question is, how do we respond to that fear? So can we have a life totally free from fear and anxiety? I think we'll always be faced with that, you know, fear and anxiety. And the temptation is to give in to those fears and let them overwhelm us. Satan is always trying to cause us to be afraid and to lose sight of God and the fact that he is in control. And I think the temptation of any sin is not the problem, right? Being tempted isn't the issue. It's when we give in and allow it to rule us that it becomes a problem. I looked up the antonym for anxiety, and one of them was peace. And so peace is defined as freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. So freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. There's often, you know, peace, you know, there's war and that kind of thing and circumstances, but this the peace I'm focusing on today is more of the peace of just kind of in our minds and souls, not necessarily what's going on around us. And so what does the Bible say about peace? So John 16:33, it says, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." So Jesus was talking to his disciples, I guess, before in that chapter. He's basically explained to his disciples that he's going to be crucified, and they're going to be in a world of trouble. So he's telling them to have peace in those very difficult circumstances. And then we see in Philippians 4:6-7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So at the time Paul was writing this, he was in prison, right? So things weren't really going too good for him. And anyone that would look at his life at that moment would be like, okay, this guy, there's no way he can be at peace because he you know, his life isn't very good right now. But Paul, he says, you know, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding," that's probably partly why he put it in there, is that no matter what our circumstances are and whether people see, God gives us peace, even in those very difficult circumstances. So let me tell you a little story about my life and how I was able to experience, this peace, this kind of, yeah, God-given peace, just to a greater degree than I had in the past. So my wife Sarah, which probably many of you know, we've been married for several years, and we were pregnant, and we were heading to the doctor for a 3-month checkup. So this is the time that you can hear the heartbeat. They check, you know, a few other things to make sure the baby's healthy, and it's a very exciting time. And on this particular visit, our excitement was quickly fading as the doctor was having some difficulty locating the baby's heartbeat. So after too much time went by, the doctor still could not locate a heartbeat, and we were booked for an ultrasound at the hospital that afternoon. We were not given any false hope and understood that in these cases, the ultrasound typically just confirms that the baby has been lost. So at this point, we were understandably upset, especially given the fact that we had gone through a miscarriage about 6 months earlier. So the sting of loss was still very fresh in our minds and hearts. As we waited at home for the ultrasound appointment at the hospital later that afternoon, we were definitely praying. And So my hope was for a miracle, really, the way it felt to me that this had happened again, and yeah, we're going to have to go through this. And it was very difficult, and so yeah, I understood the reality of the situation, but I was definitely hopeful, and I did trust in God. And it's in situations like this when I normally would kind of panic or get angry, you know, like, why is God doing this to me again? But during this time, I just had this unexplainable peace. I was able to trust God no matter what the result was going to be. And I just, yeah, it was great, because this was a very memorable moment for me, because I felt like my trust in God grew to another level. And I definitely believe it was a supernatural peace that he'd given me during that time. And so anyway, so as we were waiting outside the room while Sarah was getting the ultrasound, they keep you out of the room, especially in times like that, the husband anyway. And then finally I was able to go in there and ask to come to the room. And so as soon as I saw Sarah's face, I knew what the result was. She had a great big smile, and we were very happy. So thankfully the baby was fine. The technician found the heartbeat right away, and there seemed to be no issues with the baby. So we were very thankful, and that was the first time we heard Finn's heartbeat. That was his story. And I understand, like, you know, you can't prove that it was a miracle or anything like that. You know, things happen. Sometimes baby's heartbeats are hard to locate. I totally get that. I'm kind of a skeptic myself. But to me in that moment, it definitely felt like God, he definitely answered my prayer. However he did it, he answered my prayer, and I was thankful. And so this story has a very happy ending. But what if it had gone the other way, right? What if we would have lost the baby? What if, would my peace have remained, right? Do we have peace when God doesn't answer our prayers like we want? So as C.S. Lewis said, life with God is not immunity from difficulties, but peace in difficulties. The peace of God gives us is not based on circumstances. It's based on our relationship with him. So where does this peace come from? In Galatians 5:22-23, we see that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So peace comes from God, and I believe it's rooted in our Savior Jesus Christ. So knowing that no matter what happens to us or around us, he's in control, allows us to rest in his peace in chaotic circumstances. This is a supernatural peace that you won't find in the world. It's just, I believe it's just from God in those instances. It's really easy to say, you know, trust in God and you will have peace, right? I'm sure people have said that to you in the past, maybe not during difficult times, that'd be kind of annoying. But it's very easy to say, but it's a little bit harder to actually put it into practice, right? And so I have a really simple little illustration I want to do. So just bear with me for a moment. So can I ask maybe Jason and Brad? I want to pop up for a quick second. So we're going to do a little team building exercise. I got my mic with me, so it's good. So I'm just going to do a little trust fall, right? We didn't practice this, so hopefully it works. This is also kind of, you know, to gauge how people feel about the leadership of the church too, right? So, all right. So I'm just going to go like this, close my eyes, and hopefully you guys catch me, all right? Oh. They let me go back a little far. Anyway, thanks. So I mean, like, little things in life, right? We can trust God with it, right? And it's not too bad. It's when things get a little bit more crazy that it's a little harder to fully trust God, right? So I wanted the bigger ladder, but Chris said no. So if I can get maybe you guys come back up, and maybe a couple other guys, who's here? Roy and Ben, you available? I'm not sure how Roy feels about me, but we'll see. I think that should be enough, hey? Yeah. Actually, can I get one of you to do this instead? No, I'm just kidding. So make sure you're lined up there. I might not close my eyes for this one just because I don't want to fall. So yeah, so faith is tough, right? But we're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully not. All right.
Oh, good job.
That's good. Thanks, guys. Oh. All right. No, we're good. That's high enough. All right. That got my heart going, actually. I didn't practice that. But no, thank you guys for that and for catching me. That was good. But I guess, like, you know, we trust God with little things. Whatever, you know, that our cat will be okay. I don't really like cats that much, so it doesn't really matter to me. But you know, when you trust God with something maybe a little bit bigger, right? There's, you know, if I would have fallen the first time just on the ground, they wouldn't catch me. It wouldn't have been that big of a deal, I don't think, right? I would have felt it, but I wouldn't have died. But it would have been a little worse if they wouldn't have caught me on the second one. There was a second of hang time there. It was quite something. Anyway, I better grab a drink here. But yeah, so we're able to trust God completely with the things that are out of our control. We have a peace in the most difficult situations. But when we try to control things by our own strength, we can quickly become overwhelmed and stressed. Too often we become focused on what we want, what our plans are, and we lose sight of the bigger picture of what God is doing in us and through us and around us. For me, it's really easy to be overwhelmed trying to be, you know, a good husband and father, serve on the leadership board at the church here and manage a company. Some days I feel a lot of pressure because I want to do a perfect job. I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I want to do a really good job of what I'm doing, right, in life. And so when I feel everything kind of start to, you know, weigh down on me, like it's my responsibility to make sure, you know, the church is going well, or my responsibility to make sure, you know, the business, you know, we have a plan, we have lots of work lined up, you know, there's so many things that are out of our control that we really, really can't do anything about. We can do some things, right? And so you do have responsibilities that you need to take care of, but there's a lot of things that we can't control. And so we just, so when I feel that kind of weighing down on myself, right, I just have to stop and acknowledge that the business is God's, the Edson Baptist Church is God's, my wife and kids are His, and my life is His, right? And I'm secure in my identity as a son of God, and that frees me from this need to prove myself and try to find my self-worth in what I'm doing, right? I'm just able to just rest in God and what He's done for me. And so when I surrender my fears and stress to God, I'm blessed with peace, because there's no problem He can't handle, right? So what are you struggling with? What are you struggling to trust God with? What are you fearful of? Are you able to release that control to God? So my purpose today is not to add, you know, shame or guilt to anyone struggling with anxiety or being, you know, that feeling of being overwhelmed. At times we all feel overwhelmed, and there are lots of reasons why people feel anxious. My purpose is to encourage you to remember that God loves you He is faithful, and he can be trusted, and that he promises us peace. So I guess, yeah, at this time, I just want you to take a moment with me. I just want to have just a moment for to allow the Spirit just to reveal any areas in your life that maybe you haven't allowed God to take control of, right? You've had difficulty kind of letting something go, right? And you've kind of held on to it. So, and if you would like prayer after, just stay in the sanctuary, and I'd be happy to pray with you, or another one of the elders or ministry team can find you there. So yeah, let's just take a moment. Holy Spirit, we just thank you that you speak to us, and you continually work in our lives, Lord, and that you can be trusted completely, Father. So we just ask that I pray that you be speaking to people right now, and we may not completely change overnight or just right now, but I just pray that during this time that we would just be able to trust you just a little bit more. And I pray that we'll be able to encourage one another in that. And ultimately, Lord, it's you that gives us that peace when we're facing difficult times. So I ask for that for myself and for everyone here today. So I just pray, Father, that you would just bless everyone here. I just thank you for that they were able to that just for the work you've done in their lives already. And I just ask that you would continue to walk with us. And just help us to be faithful to you, Lord. And when we are scared and we are filled with fear, that we would know we could look to you, Lord, and that you will that you're with us and you're right there and you're in control. Things may not work out the way we want, but ultimately, Father, our lives are secure in you. So we just thank you for that. I just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.